نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول الكريم. My dear brothers, we just finished the chapter of intention. And the second chapter in this book is about Tawbah, Babu Tawbah, repentance. Before we get into that, we heard so many ahadith, so many ayat about intention. We need to ponder, we need to think that how much that has affected our lives. Have we started making intentions, checking on to our intentions now or not? Just listening to a hadith is not the purpose. The purpose is that whatever we listen to it, it should come in our lives. That is called ilm nafi', that knowledge with benefits. So inshallah, we make sure that we are checking on our intentions all the time, day and night. We make it our habit. And this second chapter is about tawbah, repentance. The ulama say repentance from every sin is compulsory. It's necessary. If the sin that is committed is between Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and the person only, having no connection with the right of any human, then there are three conditions for the acceptance of the repentance. If you have committed any sin which has to do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only, you didn't took anyone's right, then it has to have three conditions for that repentance to be accepted by Allah. Number one, he must refrain from committing the sin. Very first thing that you should get off from that, you should quit. Second, he must express remorse over committing it, regret, shame, that what I did. Number three, he must make a firm resolution never to return to that sin again. Number one, he must refrain from committing the sin. Number two, he must express remorse over committing it. Number three, he must make a firm resolution never to return to that sin. If any of these conditions is missing, his repentance will not be valid. If the sin involves a human, there are four conditions. The above three conditions and that he must absolve himself from the person against whom he committed the sin. If it is wealth or anything similar, he should return it to the person. If it is with the regard to slander, he should give the person the right to take retribution or seek his pardon. If it is backbiting, he should seek to absolve himself from it. It is compulsory for a person to repent from all sins. If he repents from certain sins, then according to the worthy scholars, his repentance will be valid in respect of those sins, while the other sins will remain his responsibility. The Quran, the Sunnah, and the consensus of the Muslim explicitly state that repentance is compulsory. This tawbah, my dear brothers, we think it's an optional thing. You do it, it's very good. You don't do it, it's also good. Or it just has to do it with Ramadan only. That in the last 10 days of Ramadan, you make dua and you repent to Allah. No, my dear brothers, this is something needs to be done every single day. We are human beings. Just yesterday, we read this hadith in the Jummah khutbah. كل بني آدم خطاء. You know, this phrase in Arabic, فعال, khatta. One is fa'il, one is fa'al. Fa'il means the doer, the one who commits a mistake. One is that expression. One expression is khatta, fa'al, the one who keeps on doing mistakes. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Kullu bani Adam khata'un." Every human being, every son of Adam, are khata'un. They keep on doing mistakes. So nobody can claim that I don't do mistakes. That the door of this, that claiming that I don't commit any mistake is closed by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nobody can claim that. Everybody is keep on making mistakes. But then what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ التَّوَّابُونَ, he said. Same expression is used there. The best of those who keep on making mistakes are those التَّوَّابُونَ who keep on making tawbah. Not only in Ramadan, but every day. They keep on making tawbah. You know, my dear brothers, this, just quickly I'll mention this. Whatever promises of Allah are with taqwa, that Allah says that one who refrains totally from sins and he takes care of himself and he protects himself from sins, from committing sins, Allah takes a way out for him from each and every problem he gets into. يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. And then Allah says, وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. His sustenance comes to him from where he can't even imagine of. He was not thinking that from here I'm going to get this. Sustenance comes to him. And sustenance is not just wealth. All what we need in our life is called sustenance. يَرْزُقْهُ. Allah did not say we cannot give him wealth only. No, no. Family is also risk. Knowledge is also risk, health is also risk, happiness is also risk, children is also risk. Everything we use, we need in our life is risk. So Allah is saying, I'm going to give him risk from where he can't even imagine of. And then what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says? وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. اللَّهُ أَكْبَر. All of his affairs, I'm going to make it easy. His affairs are going to get done easily. مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. سَارِ مَعَمْلَةَ أَسَانْ. The taqwa. And then fourth promise of Allah. وَيُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. On the day of judgment, for each and every deed he will do, because of his taqwa, the reward is going to be very huge. Because this deed is done with taqwa. Salah with taqwa, tilawat with taqwa, everything with taqwa. يُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. His reward is going to be in huge, huge manner. All of these promises of Allah are with tawbah also. There is a person who can refrain himself from sins, who is getting all of that. But there is a person on the other side who is not able to refrain from sins totally. But he does not leave to make tawbah every day. This person who is making tawbah every single day will also get all of these rewards, all of these effects. You know, we say, sometimes we listen to the hadith about istighfar and we're going to read. What is istighfar? My dear brothers, istighfar is not just to take a tasbih in hand and just do astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah 100 times or 200 times. In that istighfar, this kaifiyat of tawbah is required. And when you say astaghfirullah, you really mean it, that, oh Allah, I committed this sin, I regret on it, I'm not going to do it. When you have this kaifiyat in your istighfar, that turns it into tawbah and then it shows its effects. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to make tawbah every single day. And what is this last thing? What is the sign of your tawbah is accepted by Allah? What? How should I know that I made tawbah and it got accepted by Allah? Very easy, extremely easy. From the sin you made tawbah of, if you get to do that sin again, your tawbah is not accepted. And if you, after making tawbah, you feel the hatred of that sin and you get to stop yourself from it, your tawbah is accepted. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant it. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وعبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وعبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين آمين.